This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour here on the DJV program. D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria. This is a program that focuses for the most part on how to have a good day. Almost. Anyway, we keep trying. The police chiefs of various cities have been under fire. Boy, another tough job in these times as to how to handle things. In cities, the bigger the city, the more the problem, or maybe the more we notice it. I'm not sure. I guess it could be any number of things. But in L.A., the police chief has a problem. In Louisville, St. Louis, they're all over the place. And it's because of this unrest. So, Jennifer, we'll start with Los Angeles. What happened to the police chief there?
Yeah, this was just a stupid thing that the LAPD police chief, or the police chief has said. He did it yesterday, and here's the deal. I've been underwhelmed. Michael Moore is the police chief in Los Angeles. He's relatively new. I mean, within the last
Michael Moore.
Year to 18 months. Not the Michael Moore. That would be weird for sure. But the police chief has been pretty underwhelming. He stays very quiet. And I don't know. I feel like in a big city like L.A. or New York, it's important to hear from the police chief because you do want to know the way their police department thinks. You do want to know what they feel about certain situations. And so the police chief, of course, has been pushed into the center of attention over the last several days because of the protests. And so he went up with the mayor and gave a press conference, as you would expect, talking about the comments or the rioters, the looters, and the peaceful protesters. And this is what he said. Quote, "We didn't have protests last night. We had criminal acts. We didn't have people mourning the death of this man, George Floyd. We had people capitalizing." End quote. Okay, so that's kind of fair so far. But he continues. Here's where it gets bad. Quote, "His death is on their hands as much as it is those officers." End quote. He acknowledged that, he continues on, actually, I'll finish it to be fair to the police chief. He said, "And that is a strong statement, but I must say that this civil unrest that we are in the midst of, we must turn a corner from people who are involved in violence, people who are involved on preying on others." Now, I don't disagree with that. People who prey on others and who are involved in violence, they are bad people. But the line that got him in trouble and actually have people calling for his resignation along with Mayor Garcetti's resignation is the line that his death is on their hands as much as it is those officers. And people took issue with that. I take issue with that. Certainly, that's not a fair statement. It's not an accurate statement. The blood of George Floyd is on the hands of Derek Chauvin and those three other officers who watched it happen. And I think it's silly to say otherwise. But certainly, I think he was trying to make a point about the violence that we've, just watching what's been going on in Los Angeles the last three, four, five nights, it's been pretty heartbreaking. So now the effort to get him to resign is underway, and they're throwing in L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti as well into that.
He's standing right there listening to it.
Yeah, letting it all go.
He didn't seem to have a reaction. So, it was not a good look for either of them.
Well, it's, again, back to where we are in terms of societal learning. Where do we get our attitudes? How do we develop our thoughts as we get more and more tense and there's more and more trouble here and there? I mean, look at what happened in Grand Forks at the Air Force Base. They're shooting. A couple of airmen are dead. The base's emergency services members responded to the shooting. They're no risk to other personnel, so they said. But why? Why are these two officers, why are they dead? And what went on? And this happens. We've had how many of these incidents on Air Force bases and Navy installations and Army facilities over the last 10, 12 years? Maybe as far back as your memory goes. What in the world is it? And I wonder sometimes, we speculate, we talk, we've been doing that a lot here today, this week, this month, this year, because kind of what we're supposed to do is give people different things to think about. And I think we were talking about Zuckerberg, and you talk about these various social media outlets. and wondering out loud, I'm doing my Yoda thing now, wondering out loud am I, about why we are not shown the big picture. We often, you know, we want to see the overall, what's the ramification? At least I want to know. And then you think to yourself, well, is it in our best interest? Or is it overwhelming to look at these things? You know, information is a gift, and information is a challenge. And when you think about what tomorrow is going to bring, or next week, next month, many times have been speculating, and there are lots of different sources that say there's another round of COVID that's going to come in the fall and last till the end of the year. And there are all kinds of scientific explanations as to how that or why that'll happen.
Well, that might happen sooner now with people in massive crowds.
Yeah.
In New York alone, and New York has been really good about social distancing and things like that, but in front of the Barclays Center, there were 10,000 people. So I think we're going to start to see a spike in about 10 days.
So is it bad to look ahead, to try to know, is it dangerous to be shown the big picture? And I ask that question knowing full well that people like my friend Uri Geller, who is probably one of the most psychic people on the planet and is pretty right with his predictions, said to me on the air a couple of months ago that he thought that this summer was going to be full of violence, protesting in the street, things that are either, you know, he didn't say it was going to be because of the pandemic. He just said this summer we'll see rioting and all kinds of disruption, not only in America but around the world. So at first I'm thinking, okay, is that because of is it going to be the pandemic that creates that? Because people are shut in there. They're all frustrated. And then are there other things that are possible like this that stir the pot so much? Or is it just a combination of this? Are we just going to explode? Because there's so much technology. We haven't been able to handle that. There's so much information. We really can't handle that. And so you just wonder, you know, what we take one day at a time, one issue at a time, and try to make sense of it and move on. My God, my grandson, and the things that he's trying to in Los Angeles at 5.5 years old, questions he's asking his parents, and I know if I were there with him, he'd ask me the same questions, wanting to understand what goes on. He's a very smart kid, but I think he's also, I've seen the last couple of times I've talked to him on Facebook, and we talk every couple of days, that he's getting so restless, I can feel it in his demeanor, trying to, you know, as kids grow up, they have their reality. Maybe a part of adulthood as well. We want to escape.
I mean, I remember certain things, and he's old enough. Now he's 5, right?
Yeah, 5.5, yeah.
Yeah, he'll remember some of it. I mean, I remember being scared to death of Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran as a kid, and I was probably about his age when that was the storyline on the news. I remember being scared to death of the Night Stalker. I was also probably just a little bit, maybe 2 years older than Miles at that point. I remember living through the riots in 1992, very similar to what we're seeing right now. And, you know, you remember those things as a kid, and I think they're defining moments when you look back on your childhood. For me, it's those three, and I would add in the Challenger blowing up, were my four defining moments outside of my family, I think, as a kid that you grow up with. I think every kid does, and it's kind of interesting to look back to see what everyone's individual defining moments were. Again, obviously we have many within our family and our friend circles, mm-hmm. but the ones that define us from the outside, I think, are kind of interesting to look at. I know for my dad and for my mom, it was probably you too, Doug, the death of Kennedy was a huge one.
Yep, that was high school. I was a junior in high school. I remember it like it was yesterday. I just thought, I shook, frankly, because I have lived a pretty sheltered life as a youngster. I wasn't exposed to lots of different things. I mean, I had a lot of disruption at home life, but I'm talking about what went on societally until the Vietnam War and until the stuff that you're talking about took place. Do we all, as generational reviewers, do we all have these things? Jennifer suggested a couple of things that are important. What about you, Victoria? Things that are defining moments that you remember and they shaped, perhaps, in part, somewhat who you are?
Nothing like what Jen meant. Jen watched a lot of news as a kid, I guess. I don't know. I don't have anything like that, like on a major you know, traumatic level. I'm fortunate. Mm. That's not a part of my childhood. Mm. So I don't
know. No, that's good. Maybe that.
You know, I think, and everybody's different. Obviously, Victoria's experience is a little different, and maybe, look, I think 9/11 is probably one for a lot of kids
that was
who were kids around that time, certainly. But, you know, God love you if you don't have it. But I think it's okay for Miles to have that. I mean, I don't feel any less of, you know, of a person. I don't feel regret. I don't think those things were they were opportunities that I think allow people to know that there's a lot of good and bad in the world, and you have to learn how to take it all. And I think as parents, we want to protect our kids, but we can't.
Yeah, I want to give him a big hug, and I can't even do that because of things that are not within my control, but they are in somebody's control. There was no reason at all for the virus to have been created and for it to have gotten loose. And yet because of that, and now we've got all this other stuff going on, I just want to hug him. And you can't. And that's something that is really wrong. There's something really wrong. I bring myself to tears when I think about it.
Well, you're going to see him in a couple of weeks, so that's...
Yeah, but I can't give him a hug.
Yes, you can.
They won't remember coronavirus in a couple of weeks. It's going to be fine. They'll let you hug him.
All right, here's something. As long as we were talking about the Challenger, I think we have to turn that around a little bit. There are some bright spots here. SpaceX, the conversation we've had, the historic mission from Kennedy Space Center, we had that in our conversation. The clip of the day today, as a matter of fact, at djvshow.com, is our conversation about the launching of SpaceX, getting the men who are in the capsule up to the in the spacecraft and then up to the space station, and we have some, because we all have various experiences, and we are enlightening when it comes to this sort of thing. I think we're very enlightening. So if you want to listen to the conversation, as pretty typical of what we do, the three of us, djvshow.com is the place to hear the clip of the day and also to hear the program all day, every day, in its entirety, djvshow.com.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on the Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If I was a white crowned sparrow, well, I would float upon the southern skies of blue. But I'm stuck inside the wheels of Laredo.
Wheels of Laredo. From Tanya Tucker. Concert for Love and Acceptance. Present this year's edition online the 30th of June with Tanya Tucker opening up the show.
It'll be
co-hosted by Kristen Chenoweth, Emmy winner, Tony winner, also CMT's Cody Allen. Additional appearances and performances are being worked upon. They're going to announce that as there is more information. The music event is in support of the LGBTQ community, founded 5 years ago by country star Ty Herndon, produced by Herndon's newly formed charitable foundation, the Foundation for Love and Acceptance. Show will benefit ACM Living, Lifting Lives, which is the philanthropic arm of the Academy of Country Music, along with GLAAD, which has partnered with Herndon to present the concert every year for the past 5 years. So philanthropy is very much, even though people are having a tough time, philanthropy in and of itself has become much more of a focus of us and who we are and how we give and that sort of thing, what we pay attention to. Much more. There's a good story, there's a good side to so many people who are, who may not, under circumstances, really have much with the old pot to pee in, and still they're sharing as they can. All of us are. Or many, and I shouldn't say all of us, but many people, most people are. CMT returns as presenting partner of the event for the third consecutive year. So we have, let's see, you've got Tanya Tucker, Vince Gill, Reba McEntire, Rita Wilson, Sheely Wright, Terry Clark, Billy Gilman, and Cam, among those who have performed or otherwise appeared, at least at some of the past concerts. Now, more than ever, Ty Herndon says, so important that young LGBTQ people see the artists and musicians they love standing up for them. Ty came out in November of 2014. Since we began this event, it's only been about love, acceptance, and we're not about to let this COVID virus distract us from sending a message loud and clear to young people, LGBTQ young people. You're perfect just the way you are. The Concert for Love and Acceptance kicks off on the 30th of this month, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, live streamed on YouTube, Facebook, and at a concert venue that nobody will remember F4LA.org. Okay, so YouTube and Facebook, find it there. That's the concert schedule for June 30th. All right, so let's see what else we have musically. The Douglas Corner Cafe, which is a premier Nashville venue, hosted performances by lots of very well-known artists, Townes Van Zandt, John Prine, Guy Clark, Kevin Costner, John Bon Jovi, Neil Diamond. They say they're going to close their doors for good. Been out there in business for 33 years. Been a key destination in the 8th Avenue South neighborhood. It's been closed since March 15th because of the stay-at-home order in Nashville. Douglas Corner owner Mervyn Loke, one-time recording engineer who opened the cafe in 87, announced the permanent closure, saying, "I've made so many good friends, dear friends, musicians, and regular customers here. It breaks my heart, but there comes a time we all need to move on and do other things, and it's my time now." A lot of famous artists played at Douglas Corner early in their careers. Alan Jackson, Eric Church, Trisha Yearwood, Blake Shelton. Guy Clark recorded his 97 live album, Keepers of the Club, and as a new recording artist, Garth Brooks hosted his first ever fan club party there to a packed house. So a lot of history there. After an outcry from fans and musicians, Mr. Loke posted an update saying he's reconsidering closing the club after a show of support. So maybe there's some hope after all about keeping that that venue open. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program. That's how
a man designed me. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many U.S. cities again seeing protests and demonstrations overnight after the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers a week before, but most of them stayed relatively peaceful. A protest did happen outside the Minnesota governor's mansion. It's something that Tim Walz, the governor, said he understood, but he rebuked criticism from President Trump on policing such demonstrations.
We're in pain. We're crying. We saw a man lose his life. This is about social trust, social compacts, and reestablishing faith in the people who are there to serve them.
Governor Walz commenting shortly after President Trump held a news briefing in the Rose Garden last evening where he issued a stern warning to protesters. He said he would send active military forces to states where governors fail to address the violence themselves. And this is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons is putting every facility across the nation on lockdown amid the protests over the death of George Floyd. It took effect last night. Officials say it's out of an abundance of caution. The Bureau operates 122 such facilities across the nation with over 165,000 inmates in federal custody. Yesterday, the first day of hurricane season in the Atlantic, the third named storm now beginning to brew as tropical Depression 3, as it's known so far, is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal sometime today. The naming will become official once the depression has sustained winds of 39 miles an hour or greater. TD3 is in the Bay of Campeche, which is in the far southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico, about 50 miles southwest of Mexico. United Health Group is donating a total of $10 million to assist with Minnesota neighborhoods affected by the George Floyd rioting. It's also covering the college tuition of Floyd's children. Of the $10 million, $5 million will be used to help rebuild businesses during the unrest, and another $5 million will go to the YMCA Equity Innovation Center of Excellence. The group is also donating about 25,000 of its employees' time to help with the rebuilding there. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time for us now to cooperate in the information department as we continue with today's DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with the reality of living in a free country. The incessant stimulus of the outside world violating our worlds under the circumstances. Can you control the attention that you give to something? Yeah, I guess, you know, there's so much stimulation. And that's it. How do the neurons and the things in your brain put all of this stuff together? It gets exhausting. I know I'm sitting here listening to this stuff today, and my brain hurts. It does. Because I don't want to talk about all of this. I want to deal with reality, but I want to make sure that whatever conversations we're having help the situation. And I can't think of any better way to help the situation to find out what's going on with the Tiger Kings. That really, that's...
But you know what? You laugh. I know you haven't seen the series Tiger King.
No, but I know lots of people are talking about it. My God, yes. Yeah.
I think it still holds the record. It's the most watched thing that Netflix has ever put out. So really? There's an update in real life. This is separate from the show. At the end of the episode, at the end of the series, we know Joe Exotic goes to jail, and he, I think, is serving like 25 years for trying to pay an undercover cop $10,000 to kill his rival, Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin owns Big Cat Rescue Corporation, and she's down in Florida. And today, in prison, as Joe Exotic still sits there, this is a very, very bad day for him because a judge in Oklahoma has awarded the entire Oklahoma zoo that Joe Exotic owns. It all now belongs to Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
And, Carol, and this is, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
He tried to give it to PETA, actually.
Well, he signed it over to his mother in 2014 or something to avoid a judgment against him because essentially she sued Joe Exotic for multiple things, slander,
defamation,
and all kinds of stuff like that. So she won, and he did not pay her the money that he was supposed to. So there was a judgment against the property, but he then illegally signed it over to his mother. His mother admitted under oath, and they put the squeeze on the old lady, and she copped to it and said yes, that they that they had illegally made this deal. Now they've got 120 days. All of the animals have to be moved out. She also is seizing, she was awarded the cabins and the vehicles that are on the land as well. So everything, the animals have to go somewhere. I'm assuming she'll take them to her Big Cat Rescue, or she'll open this as another outpost. But
what about Jeff Lowe? Didn't he come in there with money to try to buy it?
You know, he did, and that's a really good, that's a good point. I don't know. But now the land itself, I guess maybe Joe Exotic was not authorized to give that other guy, the Vegas guy, right? The sleazy Vegas guy? Yeah. Apparently he wasn't even authorized to bring him in as a partner or on any bit of the land. So I guess they're both out of business. And so now Carol Baskin, she's won, and Joe Exotic hates it. Hey, that gives us season two, right?
Hopefully.
Speaking of season two, the next bit of controversy to spring up is a rumor floating about, and that's all it is a rumor. I understand that some people, this is fake news. Maybe it is, but I know I'm not the one who's originating this story. Matter of fact, Market Watch, which is a very prestigious, kind of like Bloomberg, they monitor what goes on the stock market, what influences the cost of stock and how easy you can get it, et cetera, et cetera. They're sort of tone setters and trend setters. They started, they've set forth a rumor, or they have some evidence of it, but I don't know what it is, that George Bush is about to endorse Joe Biden. So what happens if a George W. Bush endorsement of Joe Biden takes place? What is that? Does that change votes? Does it change? There's no secret that George Bush doesn't like Trump.
I'm sure he's going to vote for Biden. I'm sure he voted for Hillary in 2016. I don't think the Bushes and the Trumps really like each other all that much.
No.
Except
so
for
is that a game changer, though? Is that a game changer?
No. I have to ask you guys in all seriousness, since we want to take a break from bigger stories. Is there a person on the planet whose endorsement would make you change the way you vote?
No. I'm not a sheep. I vote
well,
by
yeah,
my
does
own
endorsement, that,
feeling.
That brings about the question, does endorsing make a difference? Why do people look for all
people
these
like to brag about endorsements, but is there anybody, like, I can't think of anybody.
I don't know anyone who really would be changed by that, right?
But are we different than the, if George Bush or Rush Limbaugh or somebody else who's a sort of a decision, whether we call them influencers. Obviously,
they might influence our opinion, but I don't know if George Bush coming out and saying, I endorse Joe Biden, if that's going to make anybody who liked George Bush go out and vote for Joe Biden. I don't.
Mm-hmm. So why then was there so much of a focus on why Barack Obama didn't early on say, I'm supporting Joe Biden?
Because he said from the beginning that he made it very clear he was going to support whoever the nominee was. And in the beginning, it was not clear that it was going to be Joe Biden at all. Mm-hmm. That's why he waited until it was a clear winner. He had conversations, I think, at least weekly behind the scenes with Bernie Sanders, with Elizabeth Warren, with a lot of the people who were running, with Mayor Pete. It wasn't clear who was going to be. What would be the point of him endorsing someone else and then someone else ends up with, if he endorsed Joe in the beginning and then it ended up being Mayor Pete? then it looks like you don't
so
really have
the support. So it's a prudent thing to do. I'm just saying, I'm asking because
strategically,
I'm
it would make no sense for him to do anything any earlier than
I
he did.
I think people expected him to support the person who was his vice president. I think that's why there was a lot of anticipation about that, because you would think that that would help kind of boost confidence,
right, let me
especially
ask you this
in a
question.
Tight primary front. But I don't know how much it matters. I mean,
okay, so let's move the block a little bit here to Joe Biden's pick for vice president. The events that are taking
there's
place
only one
this
now.
Week.
Absolutely, it's Kamala Harris. There's only one. Because Amy Klobuchar has been shut out because she refused to prosecute Derek Chauvin, who is the officer now in jail for the death of George Floyd. I think it would have been her. She's gone. So I think the only one that will
be Val
Demings
and Stacey Abrams are still on the list.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams, I think,
is a waste of time.
Will cause
have
more
trouble.
Have
you ever actually heard her talk, though, Doug?
Yeah,
she's pretty brilliant. That's why I don't
say
like
she's
her.
Not brilliant, but there's too much polarity there. You got to find somebody, and Kamala Harris isn't.
Why,
I won't vote
she's
for
black?
I will not vote for Joe Biden if Kamala Harris is on the ticket. I just won't.
I don't think it's going to be Kamala Harris.
That's a disaster. She is so. As a part-time Californian, watching her, you know, I admit to somehow saying this, but I'm convinced that I'm really a great judge of character, and I can look at somebody, watch their body language, listen to what they're saying in a few minutes, and pretty much tell you who they are. That woman is a horror show waiting to happen. And if she's that close to being the president, especially given Joe Biden's...
I do not like her at all. I would be very unhappy if that is his pick. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be.
There are only three. I mean, the list is the list that you gave.
So who's the other one? Stacey Abrams?
He's not going to be able to pick a white person because of his racist comments on the Breakfast Club. He's not going to be able to pick a white person. He's already said he has to pick a woman. And so now he's painted himself into a corner by doing all of this early on. So he's going to have to find a black woman that fits it. Val Demings. She is... a representative from Florida. She would probably be his best pick in my mind.
I think so too. Yeah.
Because Stacey Abrams, I mean, I'm with you, Doug. I think she's just a nothing, and it has nothing to do with her skin color. It has everything to do with
vapid.
Her.
Anyway,
she's not vapid, Doug. Actually, I'm not saying she's going to be she's the most charismatic, but she's not.
Maybe
vapid.
That's it. Sorry,
that's not
vapid.
Right,
no,
word.
Not charismatic. I would agree with that characterization. Yes. All right, I agree with.
100%. I think she's a gaslighter. That's what I don't like about her. Anyway, Val Demings is probably his best choice and could help him with Florida, maybe. But I don't think that she would deliver Florida for him. I think Kamala Harris. The reason I say that she's probably the pick, even though she brings problems because she's a former prosecutor, is that she is going to be a bigger fundraiser for him, and she already has proven to be a bigger fundraiser. And Val Demings is a former police chief, so in both cases he's already going to isolate the people who don't want to see a prosecutor or law enforcement be involved with this ticket. So I don't know.
Here's the problem
when you commit to a certain sex and you start playing identity politics, you kind of back yourself into a corner because maybe there's a better choice out there that doesn't fit your profile.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, right.
A little bit of levity. All right, time for us to talk about something we're going to do to help you out for Father's Day. We, on the DJV program, have made arrangements to give away not one, but two PowerShare lawnmowers from the Works Group, WORX. These are electric lawnmowers worth hundreds of dollars. You can check them out at works.com, WORX. .com cuts up to a quarter acre on one charge. It seems interesting, but now everything's electric, right? Electric cars, electric trucks, electric here, electric there. And these things, I'll tell you something, I have all these power tools from Works, and the chargers are the best part of them because they charge quickly and they last a long time. This walk behind mower, no gas, no oil, nothing to fuss with. Just squeeze the lever after you put the charger in, and bingo, you're on your own. This is a brand new, this is a cutting edge of where lawn mowing is going to go with this 40-volt battery that powers a lawnmower. This, I just find people, this is a fabulous way to mow your lawn. It's kind of exciting. Father's Day is June 21st, so... These are, this is the time, I think we're going to have people go to Facebook on Friday, right? Isn't that what we're doing, Victoria? Have people sign up, but we don't have to have them sign up until Friday. We're going to have people working or focused on this to, pick a name out of a hat, I guess, much as anything else. I say I guess because what I'm more interested in is creating some excitement around this. I'm not much when it comes to details, when it comes to these sorts of things. I don't put them together. But when it comes to power tools, wow. And what I can use, I think it's really cool. This stuff is cool. So anyway, what are we doing, Victoria, to give these away?
I asked you. We should talk about this offline because one knows. So
nobody knows.
We know we're giving away two mowers, but we have not gotten to that next planning phase.
Right. So we'll do that. How about we do some planning right now as folks listen to these important announcements?
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947. There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now, time for some important information provided to all of us by one of the great doctors associated with this program. Dr. Jack Stockwell practices Nuka Chiropractic and is a GAPS practitioner as well out in his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Takes a different approach to a lot of things. Hard to know who to believe and what to believe under the circumstances, because we have people that say the CDC doesn't want you to worry about this or yes, this person. I mean, the interpretation of information and where it comes from and whether you can pick apart anything that's said. This is the danger today, I think, Jack, of people trying to figure out what to do or how to save them. Is it necessary to wear a mask? Maybe not, but is it helpful? You presented evidence, I think, a week or so ago that it wasn't helpful, that people were breathing back the same stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. But then we get down to what is the fact and what's the feeling. And I guess that, well, I think I said at the time, my feeling was that probably, even if it isn't necessary, it's probably a good idea because it helps to keep whatever you've got in your system from spraying all over the place in case you have it. And whether you're breathing it back in, and if you have it, does it make it worse? You know, it's all this information. It's kind of like the politics. This thing has become political, much as anything else.
It is.
So
that's the problem.
How do you know what to believe? This one group, the CDC, says on one hand, early on, the coronavirus sticks to surfaces. You got to clean everything. Like I was in a, I had an endoscopy yesterday, and I went into the place, and they were way behind time wise because they're cleaning everything in the room where they do the endoscopy and cleaning everything in the facility when they do it. And then you come across the information here that suggests that the coronavirus doesn't stick to surfaces. And why are we doing all of this stuff? Because some authority said, we had to do it. I mean, I'm a person who's been questioning authority all of my life, but I don't know who to believe here. I trust you. I certainly trust both you and Ken. And, you know, you go, the government says do this, the government says do that. One minute they say do this, and then another minute they say, they're just not perfect like any of us. But what the hell is, what do we believe? What do we know?
You know, if you're coughing and spewing out mucus and stuff like that, yes, you should probably be wearing a mask. But remember, these viral elements, a mask to stop a viral element is like a chain link fence stopping a BB gun. I mean, it's silly. And it's the eyes are so far more transmissible for this kind of micro.
So why aren't people saying that? Why isn't why are we wearing goggles instead of masks?
Well, that's it. That's it. You know, I just saw some roadside testing that's going on here in Salt Lake City this morning. And the people who are doing the testing have headgear. They've got they've got complete suits on. They have headgear, goggles,
all right. So, yes,
masks.
You'll appreciate this. I went to get a massage yesterday after I had my test to see whether I had, you know, what's going on in my esophagus and down my stomach. And the lady who I've been going to for years was wearing a plastic it was pretty clever. You know those plastic things that they use in notebooks to separate one section from another,
yeah.
8.5 by 11, like a sheet of paper?
Yeah.
That
oh, no.
was stitched onto a piece of cloth that became it's a ribbon you wrap around your head. And so that protected her eyes, her nose.
At least that's a step in the right direction, you know.
So you wonder if that isn't the thing that people ought to be wearing instead of the mask. So it's just, but
well,
your
I
eyes.
Think everybody getting back out into the sunlight, getting their vitamin D, boosting up their immune response, it's like any other flu season. It just disappears this time of year.
Yeah, well, so it disappears, but when we're having all the contact, like all the riots and stuff all those people, you know, you think they're worried about wearing masks or whether
well,
they
you know, and the
stress,
the effect of that stress on your immune system and the suppression of your immune response because you're being involved in that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many other factors involved, Doug, as you well know.
Yeah.
It's not just but if you feel better wearing a mask, fine. That actually will boost your immune system if you have that confidence.
All right, so there you go. Dr. Jack here. I'm interested in having you save yourself, and there are a lot of different things to focus on. Your weight, however, is the number one reason that you should be concerned about your body at this point in time. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula used without stimulants, without drugs. Boy, is this thing a fabulous way to lose weight. Now is the time, after you put on all the pounds from the COVID thing, to lose it. Toploss.com, 86% success rate for Calitrin. Read all about it and use the discount code.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.